This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Rob from Ohio. I wrote in before. I don't know if you used my story, but I have another unrelated story. This happened several years after the story I wrote into you about. I don't know, to refresh your memory, that one was about a dream that I shared with somebody and some really weird things that kind of coincided with that, and a strange entity thing. But this other story is a lot more positive. It's not really anything like that. And it's having to do with a pet. And, well, I, a few years ago, lived in a warehouse with my friend Kat. I lived in the downstairs flat, and she lived in the loft above. And Kat had about 9 cats. So I also kind of shared this space with these many cats. They all had different names. There are many of them. You know, they weren't strays. They all had a different story of how they wound up there. And there was sort of like a hierarchy of them, you know, like different cats had seniority over other cats. But one cat that I really liked a lot was named Jackson, and he was this big, you know, mostly tabby, gray tabby. He was like the biggest of all the cats. He was huge. And he had white on his belly. Well, Jackson had come back from, he had been missing for a while, shortly after I moved in, and he came back with a huge gash on his side, and we had to take him, you know, to the animal hospital, and he ended up being all right. It cost a lot of money, but he was with us for a while after that. Now, fast forward a year from that, about he just kind of wanders off, and he never comes back. And we just assume, I thought forever that he found another home or something. His mother lived there, and he had a brother from another litter who also lived at the same warehouse. And that brother had disappeared, and I believe he was killed by a coyote, because there was a coyote coming around, and I actually confronted it, and it stopped coming around after that. But Jackson disappeared, and he didn't come back. And, you know, we were, both Kat and I were very, you know, we were very distraught over this. His brother, Obi, we had figured it was likely that Obi was killed by the coyote, and Obi was always sort of apart from the rest of the group and didn't quite get along with everyone. Jackson was more of a lover and would always just cuddle up on you. He would like grab your arms and like just cuddle up really close to you, and he would drool all over. Like he was just like a faucet. A lot of people didn't really like that. I kind of put up with it. He was very adorable. Well, anyway, after he left, you know, Kat and I didn't know what happened for the longest time. And then one night I have this dream, and, you know, there's sunlight pouring in through the back window, and I'm holding Jackson, and he's just cuddling up in my arms, and Kat comes down and in the dream, and she's like, well, we had another cat that looked like Jackson, but was much smaller. We called him D.B. Cooper because you could never catch him. But anyway, I was holding Jackson, and she was like, oh, is that D.B. Cooper? And I was like, no, it's Jackson. He came back. And then the dream kind of ended. But I immediately, when I woke up, I texted Kat, and I was just like, I had this dream that Jackson came back. And she comes down in tears, just like, I had that same dream. And she described it to me like exactly how I had it. And then fast forward like another half a year, more people have moved into the warehouse and more cats are on the way. There's a group of kittens that Kat is getting from her father. And, you know, she tells me ahead of time, she's like, I think one of these kittens is really going to, you know, take a liking to you. So, first they bring me down the one that looks like Obi. It's all black with like white paws. It's just pretty much exactly with like underbelly white and a little bit on the face. And they name that one Buck. And then I go upstairs to see the rest of the kittens, and out from under the curtains jumps this cat. And it looks just like Jackson, except it's missing. It's like there's patches of white, and it's like there's white just streaked through. But the rest of it is like almost exactly like Jackson. And I'm just like, cause it's a girl, and I'm just like, oh, it's Jacqueline. So that's the cat that I have now, and she's been with me for about 3 years. She's gotten big, very big. She's the biggest of her litter, just like Jackson. And, yeah, that's my story. I have a few more. I don't know how, like, paranormal they are, but I honestly believe that this cat was Jackson, died, went through the other side and came back sort of, you know, to be with me in a way, like, hey, I'm here as like a spirit guide. And I do believe that pets are like spirit guides for people. And I think that they even come back in spirit and help us to move on to the other side. But yeah, so that's what I believe happened. And I think it's pretty cool. And, yeah, I really appreciate what you guys do. Keep up the great work.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.